it just might be possible that Julianne Moore could receive a gold statue 2 years in a row. She won the Oscar last year for her masterful work as an Alzheimer's patient in Still Alice. This year, she gives another outstanding performance as a cancer-stricken police detective whose name is Laurel Hester. And this is based on a true story that occurred in 2005. She courageously fought against the rigid governing system. It's called the Ocean City, New Jersey Board of Chosen Freeholders. So that's where they get this crazy name, Freeheld. And they are the ruling body of this area where she's on this police force. And she's been a veteran cop for 23 years, highly recognized for all her great work, but she still has never made, she wants to be the first female lieutenant. And her partner, who is played by Michael Shannon, have cracked all kinds of cases. And anyway, but secretly, she has never let anybody know that she has this domestic partner. They've even gotten that legalized because same-sex marriage was certainly not allowed then. Her partner is Stacy Andre, who's played by Ellen Page. And this Laurel Hester becomes ill with cancer. And she goes through all the treatment and realizes that she's not going to survive. So she wants her pension to go to her domestic partner. And they go before the board of these freeholders. And they always vote on everything unanimously. These guys are all men. And they vote no. And then eventually the story gets out and the press start to publicize Hester's case. And Stephen Goldstein, who is played by Steve Carell in a little bit over-the-top role, he is the head of the Garden State Equity Group. And he brings all his followers and they storm the courtroom. And they are really pushing for gay marriage. They're really trying to go even further than what Laurel Hester is asking for. The movie is compelling and really touching, and it's all because of the wonderful performance by Julianne Moore. Unfortunately, Ellen Page, who has had an Oscar nomination herself, is just very miscast to me because I just never could buy her as a car mechanic. She's so tiny. And in contrast to the restrained Moore, who just is so good, it always seems like Ellen Page is clearly acting. But I still gave the movie 3 stars, and I would not be surprised to see a nomination and perhaps a win for Julianne Moore.